views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. It's a great day to be here. It's a great day for you, too, whether you realize it or not. So much going on with energy, and it just doesn't seem to be slowing down, but we do have some positive aspects. I know there's tough things going on out there. My heart goes out to my hometown in Virginia Beach, because those things are tough, and I know a lot of people there, and I love them very much, and I am just sending a lot of healing and love to them. These things we see all the time in the news, but we also have opportunity to make some choices for lifting and focusing on another perspective of life. So with that said, what we're doing today is how we can bridge our soul plan with life path choices. For example, and when we come from this perspective or thought in metaphysics or just spirituality, we come here, our soul has already has a contract, or our soul already has a plan for the lifetime. Then while we're here, we have free will to make all these different choices. The goal is to have them align and be on the same page. You hear it described in many different belief systems. Divine will should be the way you go and things like that. But I want to explain it as it's your soul's plan for the lifetime. This was what you came here to do. And we're living a spiritual life in a physical body here, in a physical experience. And then, you know, we wonder, well, why don't we feel satisfied? Why do we just feel like we're not quite getting it? And the goal is to actually align those two. So you have life choices while you're here. And there's no right or wrong on those choices, guys. There's no right or wrong. So don't confuse that. But it's when they have an opportunity to bridge and work together, that's the ultimate goal as far as I'm concerned. As far as I'm personally concerned, I really believe in that. And that's what my destiny brings me to be very passionate about, because I really want that for myself, and that's what I'm sharing. And I'm looking with working with the angels and things like that, with spirit guides. What's interesting about what we have in June right now is we have an energy. When you look at astrology, we have an energy that is Mercury. Mercury is the messenger when you look at, you know, mythology or different things like that with that. And they have a lot of titles and things like that with astrology, but Mercury is a messenger, and it's all about that connection with the divine. It's about intuitive connection within yourself. Like, and in June, we have this alignment that's, you know, Mercury in Cancer, and Cancer is a very intuitive, emotional, feeling sign. So what we have, and that's like June 4th to June 27th. So almost, so it's already in, it's already in place. And we have this really amazing opportunity right now to work with our intuitive connection within ourselves, with divine, with our angels, with spirit guides, with loved ones, with your soul, to hear it, to listen, to connect with your higher self, maybe even ancestors or people that you love over there. So it's a beautiful opportunity to have a connection, to feel that connection. When opportunities like this come in for us, we can learn about it. We can feel what it would be like. Oh, this is what it's like. This is amazing. This is awesome. Because messages are all around us constantly every day, but are we noticing them? This energy helps you to experience it a little bit easier. And then it doesn't stay this way, because there's an ebb and flow to the energy and there's an ebb and flow to life. So things are going up. It's like, oh, this feels good, because June came in with a very feel-good energy, like really upbeat, just to lighten up, you know, because joy and happiness and just having fun raises your frequency, which makes it easier to connect. It totally makes sense. And when that energy passes through and we might be in a different phase, the goal is to still believe and trust that it's there, not that it disappeared just because it changed, because it goes up and down. There's positive, negatives. That's the physical life we are living. That's the truth of it. And it's how we are moving through those different phases that make the difference, that help us really align with our soul. And being aligned with your soul is being aligned with your inner truth. We've been talking about that quite a bit, because it's so important that we're being real. We're being a transparency of, this is who I really am. This is what I want to do. And we have, and we feel like, oh, it's just going to cause all kinds of things in my life. It does. It will upset the apple cart if a lot of it's based on the mask that we've been talking about, or you being something that you really aren't. You were being what everybody else wanted you to be. So we're all feeling it in a different way. We really are. You might be on the other end of it, where people in your life are changing. You don't understand why they're changing. Maybe they're going through something like this. It's not just a personal thing. It's the whole world is feeling and shifting. So we're going to talk about how this opportunity is here to bridge the soul plan with the life plan that we've chosen. Nothing's too late to shift it. It's never too late. We can always shift that. So I want you guys to realize this is very positive. And when we are on a spiritual awakening, that's what it's all about. That spiritual magnetic pull, that awakening, that everything feels different. It's not the same. That's the soul and the life path choices trying to align. And the soul already has it set. This is what you chose. And they call it a contract. That's a term for it. But the soul already chose what it wanted to accomplish in this lifetime. So our choices aligning with that make things a lot more palatable, make it make more sense. It starts to flow and move forward. And so a lot of times when we feel like we're stuck, maybe we just need to retweak our choices. It doesn't mean you have to throw everything out the window. Sometimes you just need a little tweak. Sometimes a little fine tuning. Sometimes, yeah, throw it out the window and start all over. It depends on the situation, and nobody's the same. So that right there is a lot of what we have going on. Now, we have chats open over on YouTube and on Facebook. So we're live streaming our video stream over there. Facebook, it's on Transformation Talk Radio Network, and I've shared it on my Facebook pages. Also on YouTube, that's my YouTube channel, and I have the live chat over there. That's also on my website. If you're trying to locate things, it's live streaming right there. I've got it embedded. And we want to welcome everyone. So we also have a phone number if you want to call in, 1-800-930-2819. we're going to go into this topic and really just kind of look at what you can achieve, what you can accomplish, what you can connect with. And we have the lines open. We're going to answer some questions. I have a couple of emails. It looks like we do have a caller. So I'm about to go to a break. When we come back, hang on, caller. We'll take the caller. And if you have questions, you can put them up in the chat. If it's going up on Facebook, Carter, my producer over at the station, will let me know what those are. I can't see that. Just so you guys know, I've got it over there streaming, but I can't have but so many windows. I already got like three computers in front of me, and there's no more room to put another window. I know. All that we do to bring the show to you, right? So I want you guys, when we take this break, to think about where you feel like you are in your life. Do you feel stuck? Do you feel like things are lifting? Do you feel like there's something missing? Do you feel like you're ready? Are you still feeling fear? Like, a lot of people are so interested, kind of like a novelty. Ooh, it'd be really cool to be intuitive and connect with spirits and guides and stuff. And then they're scared. Or they came from an environment that told them to be scared of it. I wouldn't say that you just go in there and act like a novelty with it. I take it very seriously, and I don't go in there without really being aware and protective about what I'm connecting with, because I'm here to connect with divine messages. I'm here to connect with what can uplift you. And my intuitive gifts, I have a very strong sense of feeling and knowing. I have several gifts that work. I can see, hear, feel, you know, and they all kind of developed and get stronger. But when it doesn't feel right, I challenge it. I ask it, you know, verify yourself. Even if it says, oh, I'm Archangel Michael. Well, verify that you're, you know, I need to see some ID. I'm not, you can do that. It's your right to make sure you know what you're connecting with. So don't think that you can't do that. I mean, we are appreciative. We honor, we respect that they're taking time to help us, and there is a lot of positive help. Of course, there's some mischief out there, and there's lower frequencies, and that's not what we want to waste our time on. We have enough drama in the physical world. You don't want to go into that. Fourth dimension is kind of where that hangs out. So fourth dimension is a transitional dimension. And that's where I'll feel that the most. And so I really like to go right through that one quickly and go right on past that to the fifth or higher. And that's an example of why it's like, well, what happened to the fourth? Why aren't we talking about the fourth? Well, fourth is transitional, and a lot of us are going in and out of fourth dimension. So you will have some experiences, but then at the same time, you may feel like, wait, okay, I don't know if I like this or not. You might want to back out. You want to give yourself some time. That would be where you want to go through some education or learn and study and just develop that sense in a safe environment. So that's what we like to provide. I do that in my angel retreat. We want to keep that. That's a group of people that are passionate about their spiritual awakening, their connections, their messages, their path. And, you know, you guys can check that out if you want to. There's a lot of emotions going on where people are feeling quite a bit right now. You want to make sure that you're aware of your surroundings here in this physical world and in the spiritual world, because there's a lot of beautiful help out there, but we also want to know what we're connecting to. So we're going to talk a little bit about how this energy can help us with that, and how you can align. And then, you know what? There's nothing to be afraid of. You're living why you came here. You live your truth. So we're going to take the quick break. When we come back, I'll take the caller. And if you want to call in, please feel free to, or put your questions out on chat. That's fine. And thanks for joining us today. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening or watching The Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back after the break.
Have you ever wondered how you might feel differently if the books were full of her instead of him? What if your history lesson was filled with powerful women leaders and rulers? As a woman, would you feel more empowered? As a man, would you see women differently? I'm Megan Edge. I'd love for you to join me on my radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I hope to see you there.
A word of caution. If you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Are you ready to consistently tap into the transcendent place where your whole being is available to you and acts as a higher level of ability and performance physically, cognitively, emotionally, and effectively? Then join us on ClearSpeak Talk Radio with Dr. Jeanette Wolf on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in every fourth Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. Go to JeanetteWolf.com, Quantum Body, to sign up for your whole health mentoring.
People often ask, what does it mean to thrive? On Thrive by Gen Radio, it means body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Create synchronicity with God and learn as Jen shares action steps and real stories that will inspire you to be unstoppable in fulfilling your purpose. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit JenniferZellup.com to thrive with Jen.
If you have a sense that you are meant for more, join Heather Allison every third Tuesday at noon Pacific as she explores an ancient, forgotten energy within us and helps us access our original archetypal blueprint. The Golden Path will help you remember the key to unlocking your life, love, success, and magic you were meant for. A key to unlocking your Golden Path. Visit heather-allison.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Welcome back to the show. Okay, we're talking about how we can align and make a bridge, gap the bridge, build the bridge between our soul's path that came here and the life choices we have made so far and what we can do to make sure they line up and they actually connect for us. So with that, let me take a caller that's been holding. So let's bring the caller on, Carter.
Okay, we have Marcia from New Jersey. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Good afternoon. Morning. Hi.
Hi. Good morning.
I didn't know I was going to be on the...
You didn't
nice
know
to
what?
Talk to you. I didn't know I was going to be called on.
Oh, well,
I'm excited.
You... Well, I try to mix it up. We get messages from everywhere. So what can we do for you, Marcia? And welcome to the show.
I am an artist, and I'm trying to make... I don't know... I don't want to sell my art, but I'm trying to get into the groove with other artists for community, for networking, and I'd like to sell my art to people who it relates to. Mm-hmm. And I just feel stuck in that. I have a sublet of a studio that ends in June, and I'm trying to get another studio, and I'm having trouble making the connection because it seems like everyone who knows other people, they get the studios first. So, you know, I'm struggling with this, but everything else is okay.
Okay.
You know, this might not seem important in the big scheme of things, but it's important to me right now.
Okay, you just said it right there. If it's bringing joy to your life, it's not a waste of time.
It's not
a waste of time. right?
No.
But what brings joy to you is not necessarily the same for someone else, but this is important to you. So
yeah.
Here's what is coming in. So I'm kind of tapping in to see what we can pick up for that. First of all, art is a very, you know, is a spiritual connection. Okay. It is the right side of the brain. It's the creative side. So you're already with that. You know, you're pretty much creative. However, we might want to bring in some of the left side of the brain. The way I say this is because maybe we need a plan or a little bit of a, I see restructure slightly. And the reason I'm saying that is maybe we've just always approached it the same way, but we need to try a different angle. Maybe we need to be more flexible. And I'm saying it like this because this is what's popping up for you from Michael, actually. Archangel Michael is great for career purpose or life path. Okay, life purpose. So same thing, really, when they come together. And sometimes we just have to bring it home. Sometimes maybe, is it impossible to work out of your home till you find another studio?
Well, I do have a home studio. I do have a home that I'm sitting in right now. And the problem is with my home studio, I get distracted here very easily.
Mm.
And when I stay out of the house studio, you know, I could focus more. And it's just, and my home studio is so crowded with stuff, and I have trouble letting go of sentimental things. And I just have too much stuff here, and I can't see in here. You know, I just can't look at the work.
Yeah. Okay. Here's, whoa. Okay. Here's what, okay, there's a flexibility. Yeah, you want to clear the space of your home studio until you find another one, okay? I believe you will find another studio. I think maybe it's just the timing of the one that's perfect for you isn't available yet. The other thing is clear your space. I totally get it. As an artist myself, I mean, whoa. I mean, I had to go through bit by bit. I had to remove some objects that just had energy attached. Sometimes we have cord attachments to different items. It could be photographs. It could just be popping up and bringing up memories. If you're easily distracted, a headset with some focus music does wonders. I have to do that sometimes. I have to just put the headset in and I listen to, I use classicals. I don't have any words in it. I keep hitting my mic. Sorry, that's probably sounding horrible. I'm talking with my hands again. All right. And so I know. But there's a lot of possibilities here. I think for you, you're asking for, I need to look at this a different way. I need a different perspective so I can create or find a new idea of how to approach this. So maybe pull back on the way it has to fall into place and just go. It's kind of like pulling back instead of it needing to be that way, pull back and go, okay, obviously there's a roadblock here and I'm not seeing something. So you're asking for that, but you're looking for, you need to clear the space. The energy is thick is what I'm feeling. When you were describing your home studio, it felt very, it felt heavy and loaded with a lot. It's almost like there's a crowd in there, and it's so chaotic. It's like five different television stations going on at the same time, and you can't hear, or if you're in a large auditorium, you hear all these different conversations, but you can't hear anything. You know what I mean? Because you can't. It's chaotic. It feels chaotic. So you if you put some intention, because that's what you have right now is the home studio. So let's work with what we got in the now and put some clearing in there. You may have to maybe work on storing some things that don't need to be in that space at the moment, but you can get to if you need them. And I understand that because when you're an artist, you collect a lot of, you have a lot of
stuff. I have a lot of stuff. I have supplies, materials, frames,
I hear you. I know. I so know what you mean. And so I get it. And the thing is, it's just completely looking at it differently. Like, first of all, a lot of stuff just holds energy in there. So that just needs to be cleared because right now it feels stuck because you can't see the forest for the trees because it's so dense. So I would start, and that's what I'm getting from Michael, and he can help you with that, but just literally just asking for that clearing. You could do the sage if that's the way you like to do it. You could burn some candles. You could do a meditation and ask for that healing and clearing. I have salt lamps all over my home because the salt helps with the energy.
I have a salt lamp in here.
Crystals, if you use crystals, some quartz crystals will help. And you just need, and you actually need to clear them. So quickly, I'm going to need to go because I got to move on to other things. But that's actually a big place for you to start and a lot of things to do that will really start to clear the air so you can see what's going on. So focus on what you have in the now and clear it. And then the next phase will fall into place. That was good advice for anybody in any kind of chaotic confusion like that, because that's a good idea. I'm listening to what he was suggesting too, and I'm like, yeah, that's a good idea. So does that make sense to you?
Yes, it makes a lot of practical sense, and I will pray. I've never summoned Michael the Archangel, but I'll tune him in.
Well, you have a guardian angel that works under Michael that can help you too.
Oh, I do.
Oh, everybody. Okay. Everybody knows.
Okay.
Everybody does. And these are divine messages. So it's more of they're there. They're messengers of the divine. They're aspects of the divine. And they're there to help us and guide us, not to tell us or do it for us. It's not like that. But what will happen with you because of your creative side, you'll get these ideas out of the blue. You put it out there, you let it go, you move on, you start working on it, and you show that you're proactive, and then all the ideas will start popping in about what you can try or do. And that's how it's going to come to you. I can feel that. I just can feel that. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Thank you, Jen.
You are so welcome, Marcia. No worries, and it was great to speak with you. You have a beautiful day, and good luck with all that clearing. You got a little bit to clear in there.
You bet. I do. I have work to do. Thank you so much.
All right.
Have a blessed
You're welcome.
Day. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Wow. You know, clutter, and when we're talking about spirit connection, all of the cords and attachments that we may have to things, which was great that Marcia brought that up, because that can get in the way. Just think if you're just all tangled up in a lot of stuff, right? You know, like everything everywhere. Some cord attachments, and when I'm saying cord attachments, it's like an energetic attachment to someone, something, a place. And we know it probably isn't good for us, but we won't let go of it kind of thing. Got to watch out for that. That will get in the way. It will. Some attachments are stronger than other attachments, and it's sometimes described as when you are intuitive, you see it as it's much bigger. It's like thicker. And then there's like tiny ones that are weaker and you know, just different colors and all kinds of things. It just depends on how you see it. So with that, I'm going to move over to the chat because I see quite a bit going on over there. So let me get to that. First of all, we have a question from Kelly. Hi, Kelly, and hello to everyone that has joined us over there. I see quite a few over there and some beautiful familiar names and faces. Love you guys. It's always good to see you there. So we have, let's see, Kelly is saying, hi, Jen, I feel like I'm trying to be my authentic self in all areas of my life, but I have so many people trying to control me or tell me what to do. How do I be myself, but also keep the peace? Okay. Immediately, this is what's coming in for you. Wow. Michael is here, I believe. Yeah. Because we need to know we feel safe in exploring this connection. So I think that's why he's so strong today. He's always with somebody that does this kind of work anyway, but He's just awesome. He's always in the corner there. He's immediately showing me, Kelly, this is really going to be powerful for you. You don't have to explain yourself. They can feel the way they need to feel. You're attached a cord to their opinion of you. I know. And you know what? That's when you know there's a cord attachment, when it's affecting you that way. You just identified a cord attachment that needs cutting. I love it because Michael's great for that. You can cut a cord, you know, just like Michael's got that awesome sword, you know, and I visualize that I'm just taking that beautiful sword and I'm just, okay, we need to prune this. Let's cut this away. This does not need to be attached to me any longer. That's a visualization meditation you can do and have gratitude, because you can energetically with your thoughts cut those cords. Okay. So you're describing a cord right there. That is, you want to be real, but you're still attached to how they feel about it and them trying to tell you what to do, like you, like they have the control. You don't have to be nasty to them. You can just say, okay, thanks for your suggestion. You don't have to be ugly about it. You can just say, thank you for the suggestion or the advice. Appreciate it. But you don't need to explain that. It's kind of like you listen, and then you're going to still make a choice on what's right for you. It might be something somebody suggests. It may not be. But you're still respecting that, you know, you're not being, you know, harsh to them. And it takes a little practice, but cutting the cord will help you not feel the emotional attachment to that affecting you. So that's what I'm picking up from that one. Okay, jumping over, I'm going to be skipping around a little bit, jumping over to the email bag. Okay, let me go over to the email bag. So I had a couple over there, and one of them is actually, no, she did have a question. So let me go back. So this one is, coming from Kathy. Kathy writes, feeling stagnant on my spiritual path. Do I need to do something to get it going? And then she's kind of, LOL, thanks, Kathy. Okay, feeling stagnant. Sometimes we are developing and strengthening on what we've learned up to the point. This is what I'm feeling for you. I feel like you're in the space between. And then it's like, but I'm looking for new. Sometimes what will happen, and we don't understand it sometimes, and I know everybody on a spiritual awakening path has felt this at one time or the other. I have too, many times. But we might go through this massive time of learning and learning and growing and growing, and then it just seems to stop. Like, wait, there's nothing else to grow and learn. Actually, it's not about learning something brand new for you right now. It's about strengthening and anchoring into what you have learned. It will move. It will move soon. But to get something going would be to be okay with the in-between. And then what happens is, as soon as it's moved into that, and it's more of a listening to the inner, to the inside of like, okay, I'm in this space that is quiet. And sometimes that feels kind of unusual when we've been so hungry and learning and studying and moving forward. And then it comes to this halt. It feels a little bit weird. It's not a bad place to be, because as you strengthen and anchor into what you have learned and grown, and you anchor into that, and you practice that and you strengthen that, the doors will fly open for your next path, because the energy never really stops moving. But the universe has this beautiful compassion about slowing things down for us when we need it, so we can anchor into what we have. So we're not getting in over our heads, or we're not moving so fast that we're not really applying what we've learned. We have to apply what we've learned before moving forward too. So that's what I was picking up for that one. And that was coming in pretty strong. Coming in from Shamuel, actually, Archangel Shamuel, I felt a beautiful pale yellow that was knowledge, but peacefulness. And it's okay to take the break. It's sometimes okay to take just a break. Some people would call it like a break from spiritual practice or something, just to go out and have some fun and lighten up. It could be that things were getting too serious or you're pushing too hard. It's literally not a doing. It's an allowing. So it's something like that, if that makes sense. So the peaceful knowledge is coming through for you right now to help calibrate you for the next level. It will move. And when it moves, then it's going to be, oh my gosh, there it is. It's moving like crazy. So that's what I'm picking up for you. And while I'm here, I had another email I did want to read, and then I'm going to go over to the YouTube chat. So hang on, guys. Karen is writing, hi, Jen. The heavy shifted out finally. Okay, doing the happy dance for Karen, everybody. Whoa, that's awesome. Congrats on that. I'm telling you, when you feel like you're finally out of that heavy zone or that stuck zone that Kathy was just talking about, Karen's just shifted out of it. So we're not going to all be on the same place. It doesn't mean when somebody else is moving and we're not, that something's wrong. It's okay. Trust me. Now, she's saying, finally, it's moving. I'm readying myself for the new to come in, making plans for it, ignoring the past that insists on trying to push back in. I'm just loving it because it's easier to see it for what it is and not be distracted by it. Yes, exactly. Very good. Very well said. Once we grow through a phase and we anchor that in, we can see what that was really about, and it doesn't seem to have the power over us. That mountain or that obstacle, it just doesn't seem to exist anymore. It just diminishes. It does weaken it quite a bit, and what we thought was an issue isn't anymore. It doesn't distract. That means you've cut that cord. That's awesome. I even noticed the entry of angels in my daily walk. Awesome. I just wanted to ask for confirmation. Am I feeling this right? Yeah, you are. Don't doubt it. Don't doubt it, because I can feel when I read this, the joy and the excitement that you have. At the same time, it's going to be a new groundbreaking area for you. So some things might feel like, oh, I've never had that before. Oh, that's interesting. Oh, that's different. You want to feel like that young child that's experienced in the world for the first time. It does feel like that as we move forward in something. She's also saying, thanks so much. Love you. Love your show. And so grateful for your guidance. Love, Karen. Well, we appreciate you too, Karen. But that was a beautiful story. Just enjoy the new. Just enjoy the discovery and really tapping in. So, I mean, I look at every little thing as something unique. I have had so much come in. Yesterday, I was asking for some help with something with an angel. And within 5 minutes, a white feather just came dropping right in my lap in a very unusual place inside my house. And I went, wow, that was fast. Thank you. You know, and I knew then and there, it's good. They heard me. I can move on. And now I just stay open and listen and pay attention with awareness to how they guide or show me the opportunities about what I had asked for. So that's how that worked for me yesterday. So it was very, very cool. Okay. Let me go back up into, I'm looking at time. I got the time. Okay. Let's see. Where are we? I'm looking, where was I? Where was moving? Okay, Raven, she's asking about the number 777. Ooh, any insight on seeing that? Also been waking up from a sound sleep at 4 a.m. lately. I wonder why. Okay, first of all, immediately the 4 a.m., perfect. You need to wake up and maybe do 20 minutes, 15 minutes of meditation. That's an amazing time to do meditation. When you wake up that first thing in the morning, especially those early AM mornings, like that, or those times like between 3 and 5, really is a great time because there's not all the distractions of the day in there, and you're closest to your subconscious for hearing and receiving, because meditation is a listening, and it's also a clearing of the mind. It's also a just being. So, you know, it's not cluttered up. So you can catch things that are coming your way. That was the first thing on the four. The sevens, wow. Here's the cool part about the sevens that I'm picking up for you immediately. The sevens mean you're ready to move on in the spiritual growth. You're ready. You've done some homework. You've done some things. It felt like it was stuck for a while. That's what I'm picking up. It feels like it was. Or it wasn't quite, you know, it felt like it wasn't connecting somehow. You're ready. So this is a good timeline for you. You are ready. Absolutely. This energy that we have right now helps us with that ability, with that connection. So you're moving forward. You are moving forward. So keep that in mind. So many emotions. Skyla. Hi, Skyla. So many emotions, stuff I thought I'd already dealt with and got rid of. Oh, goodness. Okay. Let's see. Lots of stuff going on. Oh, okay. I'm going to have to catch up with that. I'm going to take a quick break because I need to read through that instead of you guys watching me read. And I catch my breath and have a drink of water. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to wrap up the show because I had no idea how fast we were going today. Gosh, time flies. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back after the break.
You said forever, you said always. Now you know things have changed, and going back is not an option. It's sudden, devastating, and is like taking a leap of faith. Tune in to From Two to You, Thriving After Divorce Radio, as Sarah Lou's empowerment coach and spiritual mentor reminds you to have faith in yourself. Tune in every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific and listen as Sarah encourages you to leave negative stories in the past and move forward. We all need a friend. When I do becomes I can't. Let Sarah help as life takes you in a new direction. Leave the guilt and doubt in the past, step into the spotlight, and show the world who you are. To find out more about Sarah Lewes, visit sarahlewes.com.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Then tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com every second and fourth Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. So get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Welcome back to the show. Okay, I'm going to move fast because a couple points I want to bring up, and then I see a couple of things I do want to answer in the chat over here. First of all, with this energy that's here, this is to help you with your own intuition connecting and having that awareness and that connection to the messages you seek. However, in order to hear them, you have to be willing to listen. If you don't listen, you'll miss it. One of the things you need to ask yourself, and I've heard people say they feel this way about other people, but I'm not talking about other people right now. You need to look at yourself. We don't worry about what everybody else is doing, okay? First of all, do you listen in conversations with other people? Do you hear them? If you seem to get sidetracked or you feel like that happens to you, if you want people to hear you, you don't feel like you're heard. If you practice the listening, you're putting that intention out because what we put out comes back, okay? But sometimes we have to work outwardly, but it's about listening. If you want to really tap into this energy and really make the most of it this month, practice on do you listen? Do you listen? Whether it's in your meditation, if it's with another person in a conversation. Another thing is you can invite, you can work with the spirits if you want to. Not everybody wants to do that, okay? You can literally just put your prayers up in your own belief system. I'm not trying to make you believe a certain way. If you're watching this show, it's metaphysical, so usually you're about that. But we're going to get the opportunity here to see if we're walking in the direction that's serving our soul path. That's part of the energy for this one, okay? The choices you've made, are you walking a path that's going to align with your soul? Do you feel the nudging to shift it? Then why aren't you? You need to listen more. That's the biggest thing I want you guys to hear here, because this is about a communication and those feelings, listening to that. It will help you with the heart choices. So let me go over, because what I'm seeing over here is a lot of cords that need to be cut from some of the chat conversation. I'm seeing, quickly, Jules. Jules, yes, you are going to be employed. The temp agency, I'm getting a lot of thumbs up when I was tapping into that question, that yes, that's a great idea. It also gives you opportunity to meet other people in different companies. It helps open up doors and stepping stones. Absolutely give that a try, because you're being proactive to move into getting employment. Something will fall into place. So I absolutely saw a like this from the angels. Yay, do that. And it's not just to stay in a temp agency. It's actually going to open some doors for you, is what it feels like. That's what I got. Kathy Bray. And Kathy, I think I was answering your question, but this one looks different. This is intense. I don't get along with my husband's son. I speak my truth and he doesn't like it. He hates me according to my husband. What is the reason for this hate? Okay, first thing, ooh, that's a cord to detach from. Sometimes we have cords attached to people we don't necessarily will leave our life, but we've got to detach from the energy. It's an energetic, that cord, that hate cord, that's what you want to work on cutting. That's what you want to work on, detaching from that. And sometimes if we're pushing, I'm not saying you're doing this, but it's just a suggestion, maybe the delivery of speaking your truth, because there's an intensity there. But that would be, after you cut the cord, you won't feel the emotional charge that causes us to respond in a defensive way. So I feel that that's kind of going back and forth and affecting, but that's going to be very powerful for you to do. A lot of cords here I'm seeing. Conscious, relaxing meditations. My consciousness doesn't allow me to disappoint people. I get upset with myself. You're attached to other people's emotions about you. Okay, that you're the empathic part there. Watch out for that. There's a cord to detach. And we're not talking about getting rid of all of our emotions so we don't feel. Sometimes these cords hook in that are not helping. So you cut that. Sometimes it could be with your best friend or someone very close to you that you have no problems with, but maybe there's something else there that you need to cut. That doesn't mean you're in the relationship. It means you're cutting that energy that's not helping anybody. Okay? It's not helping you. It's not helping them. But sometimes we just don't need to worry about trying to fix a bunch of people that don't want it or disappoint. But if you need to say no to some things, you need to say no. Being detached from that response from them is sounding like what you need there. Relaxing meditations. Where am I on time? Okay. Let's see. What else have we got here? Wow. Okay. Some of them were saying thank you for some of the things I answered. Journey to becoming me. Hi, Jen. I feel like my kiddos have all kinds of angels hanging with me frequently, but especially my sweet Harper. Absolutely. That's a beautiful thing, because they're watching over, you know, I mean, they're there as assistants. Okay. So every day I appreciate that they watch my back and they let me know if I'm about to have a problem, you know, or walk into some danger or something like that. They give me a heads up. And back in the day when I would just go through and I wasn't listening like I do now when I was much younger, I always look back and I go, why didn't I listen to that? How many times does that happen, guys? Do you hear that sometimes you did get the nudge? You did get the intuitive hit, like I talk about. You did get the message. But did we listen to it? Did we just disregard it? Did we not take it seriously? I bet you if you guys really looked at things differently that way, you might see a lot of areas that could be smoothed out for clear sailing forward. It'll make a big difference. A lot of cords cause most of the problems with spiritual connection. They usually get in the way. It's like a tangled mess. You can't hardly walk through. You know, you can't, it's like, where am I? I can't see. And this can happen daily. It can happen on a regular basis. So I'm not saying be obsessed with the cords, but if something is draining you, wearing you out, it's not helping, you're looking to fine tune that. For example, we saw some that they were cords attached to other people's reactions or emotions. Be careful with that one. We're attached to someone's opinion of us. Yeah, like Kathy was talking about. That was a good one that she brought up. That happens in relationships. Not everybody gets along in a family. Detach from, yeah, see, that's, you know, sever that cord. That one, absolutely. Because that doesn't mean it's going to hurt anything. It's actually going to help. It's putting water on that fire. You know, just put that fire out, right? Put that fire out. And, you know, there's so much that you can do. I've had cords that were so intensely embedded in me that came from others trying to control or whatever it was at the time. But it was because I didn't realize, as, you know, a sensitive empath person. And I'm thinking, I got to cut this. No, no, no. Once I started to grow and see it, and then to work past the belief of what they want you to believe. And we're not blaming somebody else. We can't even do that. Most of the time when this happens with cords, they don't even know they're doing it. You're putting out cords to other people too. You are. Make sure the ones that you send out are positive. Make sure you're not trying to control somebody else. Make sure you're not, you know, putting out that. You know, it's kind of a, it kind of goes around, comes around kind of thing. So you want to look at what's coming in and going back out. So look at both, because if you feel like, wow, I don't want to do that to somebody else, I didn't realize I was. And this is the thing. You don't want to be hard on yourself. You don't want to beat yourself up. You don't want to be hard and make it about, hey, that person's doing this to me on purpose. Most of the time, no, they're not. They don't even know. They're just in their own space trying to figure it out or not trying to figure it out. That's them. That's them. You're detaching from the influence of something coming from outside of you in, so you can be with your own clear soul thoughts and soul path. The more you cut those cords, the more clear you can make that connection. Okay. That really matters. That's the big stuff. I didn't know we were going to be focusing on cutting cords, but it is part of the connection with spirit. So if that's what you need to do this month first, then do that. And sometimes you have to cut them a few times in a row. Like if it's a really big, heavy cord, like major, strong power, like really just, you can't shake it off. You may have to do it 2 or 3 days in a row. And each day, each time you do that, you'll feel that it's getting weaker. It'll get better. You keep doing it till you don't feel it anymore. You'll know when the cord's disconnected. You will not be affected by another's reaction, another's anger, another's response or opinion. You will be able to make choices and say no where you need to say no, and it won't affect you. Like, you know, this takes practice. This is practicing your spiritual knowledge and your growth. And you have to practice and anchor that in. That's how that works. Wow. There's just so much more I wanted to share. Before we go off the air, which we are about to do, if you are in the Angel Retreat membership, we're going to keep powering on and do this at 1 o'clock today. Go to your Angel Retreat membership on my website, and all of the login information is posted there under the Angel Gallery readings. We're going to be doing more extensive readings. I have two more that did come in, but they are for the Angel Retreat, so I will answer them there. We're also going to be painting those readings. We're going to go into that in depth in a Zoom call. So if you're in the Angel Retreat membership, we have that at 1 o'clock Eastern today. And I got to go set that up. I got to go pull some paints and brushes out. I've got to go get ready for that one. But this is a wonderful, wonderful time, guys. We have a great opportunity to clear out what's in the way. So I heard a lot today that people were ready to move forward. And that's what I'm listening to. What my listeners, what my followers, you know, that will follow the show need to hear, what they want to learn about. And I was hearing, okay, I want to move forward and do this, but I got all this stuff in the way. And it was cord attachments. It was energy that needed to be cleared. It's kind of like spirituality 101. We always want to clear the space. We always want to clear the space first before moving forward. You walk freely, you lift up to the next level when you don't have heavy baggage you're trying to drag with you. Remember, if you're selling your house and moving and you just want to get rid of everything and go free, you don't want to move so much. What are we doing? We're having a moving, we're getting rid of all that stuff. It's kind of like that's what you're doing on the inside and in your spiritual life. That way, when you have so much of that clutter out of the way, your soul can come through very clearly. This is the path. Then the choices. Oh, wait, the choice, I'm pretty close. I just need to tweak a touch here and then I'll be aligned. And then you're ready to go over that bridge and make that bridge and make that connection. So that's what we've been talking about. This has been a very fast-paced show. Wow, I really need to go. I'm out of time. I love you guys. I'll see you guys in 1 hour in the Angel Retreat membership. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.